Campus disorder. The good news about the bad news. Commentary. During the years the leaders of the self-declared peace movement sought and cheered the victories of the communist enemies in Indochina, the American news media largely praised their heroics and vilified American troops and police officers. The majority was silenced. This is how it is still done in dominant histories and documentaries on Vietnam. In particular, America's top documentarian Ken Burns glorifies members of a small group, Vietnam veterans against the war, rather than the 90% of Vietnam vets still proud of their service in a war incompetently conducted. During that era, the media largely covered up the peace movement's support of the enemy in war and its laundered communist funding. Portrayed as anti-war, they tended to support the other side. To this day, most movement survivors still do. They gather regularly to celebrate their contributions to Indochinese regimes that have murdered more people than those lost during the war. Today's widespread hate America violence on campus in support of Hamas terrorists against Jews and the Free State of Israel is being systematically exposed, despite the massive media and political divides in America. The response is unified. It is bipartisan. It is unexpected. Welcome back to America. Terrorists are called terrorists. Their propaganda is challenged. Their funding is investigated. Professional agitators are discovered, and some identified. This is surely the good news coming out of mob occupations of college campuses and the feckless response of university bureaucrats. Troops and police who clear out occupied university spaces and buildings are recognized as heroes. This good news is welcome, though much remains to be done to fix leftist indoctrination factories in America's schools, from K-12 through PhD programs. As Pogo the cartoon character said, "We have met the enemy, and he is us." Well, at least among us, within.